following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me when I tell you, we have ourselves an unbelievable day of NFL football in front of us. I just cannot wait to get on board with what's going on. So many huge games with so much implications as far as who is in and who is out. My man Jeff Rich right next to me in studio to talk about it here with me. An unbelievable day on the gridiron, brother.
I'll tell you who's out. Rex Ryan is out. And in Buffalo, New York today, you know, it snows up there a little bit.
Just a bit.
They are offering volunteers $10 an hour to work 4 hours shoveling snow, and then they're going to make them watch the Browns-Bills game. That sounds like what Buffalo does to its shoplifters.
You know, I actually heard that they were taking volunteers, just people to come out of the woodwork. Get out there, we'll give you free tickets. Just come on and help us out because they have so much snow there. He's right. It's just, and you know what I like most about it? It's football-like conditions at a time of the year when it's football time, man. These are meaningful football games, and guys that are supposed to be making big plays are going to be making big plays. So I'm excited. I know you're excited. We're going to watch football together for the first time in, like, forever. So it's going to be a great day to talk about this and to go watch it after we're done.
And the Green Bay Packers need to win, like it is every week, right?
You're right, man. And I'm wearing my Green Bay Packer gear for all those people on Facebook and also here on the air, man. I am definitely a diehard Green Bay Packer fan, and they got a huge one, man. It's a huge day in Chicago for the Green Bay Packers, but unbelievable stuff, man, and just great stuff going on all around the world in sports when you think.
Time to speak where the shame on.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
second and eight at the Raven 13. Blitz look. Here they come. Prescott slant. Dez 5 to the goal line. Touchdown. Dez Bryant, second of the day. The Cowboys have a 2-touchdown lead.
Stafford takes the snap. Goes on the end around to Ebron. To the 1. To the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Why not? He took it all the way down there, and then he took it home. The Lions have the lead back.
Manning takes a shotgun snap. Bears bring pressure. Throws it over the middle. Wide open, Shepard. Touchdown, Giants. 15 yards. Manning to Shepard. And the Giants are in front.
Carson Palmer puts Fitzgerald in motion. He has Andre Ellington to his right. Takes the snap on third and goal. Carson fires left. Intercepted! And it's picked off by Terrence Newman. And he speeds to the 30, to the 40. He's inside the check by Xavier Rhodes. To the 30, 20, touchdown!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if you are living under a rock and don't know what's up, it's NFL football time, man. And there are just so many great games to talk about on the docket. Let's just kind of go through the whole slate of games. We know we've got the Green Bay Packers and we got the Chicago Bears. We got the Jags taking on the Texans. We got the Browns taking on the Bills. We got the Eagles taking on the Ravens. We've got the Tennessee Titans at the Chiefs. We've got the Lie Downs, who I like to call them, the Lions at the Giants. And we've got the Colts, the Vikings. We've got the Steelers and the Bungles. We've got the Saints and the terrible Cardinal football team that we're watching here in Arizona. We've got the 49ers and we've got the Falcons. And the Falcons can light it up, so I expect them to light it up again. Patriots, Broncos. I like the Patriots, man. I hate to say it. That's going to be an interesting one, but the Broncos have shown me a little bit of their true colors lately, and I just like the Patriots a little bit. The Raiders, the Chargers. I like the Raiders, or I definitely like the Raiders there. Buccaneers and the Cowboys in the Sunday nighter, and as we already know, Thursday night happened, the Seahawks 24-3 over the Rams, and then on Saturday, the Dolphins took care of business against the Jets 34-13. So a lot of great games here today, and a lot of them with some huge playoff implications, Jeff.
Let me ask you something, because it's been special the last couple of years. Maybe it's lost a little bit of its allure, but you got to remember the Denver Broncos are still the defending Super Bowl champions. So this New England-Denver game, it's like the regular season Super Bowl, at least on the AFC side.
No, absolutely. Look, it's a huge football game for Denver. They have to win. The Patriots, you know, they kind of have to win too. They've got a couple teams looking them in the rearview mirror, and they kind of have to win as well.
Nobody can afford to lose this week. Nobody that's not chasing draft picks can afford to lose this week. And even the Dallas Cowboys, they've got to show that they're capable of playing a football game that can beat the New York Football Giants. They've got to show that they're not fluky, and they got to keep Tony Romo off that field, brother.
You know, that's an interesting debate, because like I posted on Facebook, leave it to Jerry Jones to you-know-what things in Dallas, and he is definitely getting that unrest to kind of come about a little bit, at least within himself. Because you know what, in a weird way, I really think he wishes Tony Romo was on that field and he was the guy that was 11-2. I really do.
There's no question about it. Jerry Jones is a lunatic. You know, he is such an egomaniac. If he were to put football people in charge of the Dallas Football Cowboys, they wouldn't be 20 years without a Super Bowl title. And what do you think of their opponent on Sunday Night Football, Jameis Winston, Dirk Cutter, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are suddenly an upstart team, because the NFC South is always up for grabs, brother.
You know what? Look, I was pretty critical, and I thought about that hire with Dirk Cutter, and I was like, this is a scratch my head, because look at the job he did at ASU. Here he was good, he was bad, he was good, he was bad, he was really bad, he was really good, he was really bad. He was all over the map, I guess is what I'm really trying to say, and obviously that's what I'm portraying.
He could win in Boise, but not Tempe. That baffles me.
It does. It's mind-boggling when you think about it. But Dirk Cutter is an interesting guy, and ultimately a very offensive-minded guy. So I think that Jameis Winston is a leader. I think that their defense is pretty good. I think they hang in this football game. I really do. And I would not be surprised to see Tampa come out a winner in Dallas.
I think all the pressure's on Dallas right now. You know, Jameis Winston, the Cowboys, they're playing with house money. You know, they're big dogs. I mean, they're a full touchdown dog, but I like the money going the other way to the visiting team in that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, speaking of that, should we do a little where's Dorf's money at today?
Yeah, where's Dorf's money, brother?
Where's Dorf's money at today? I'll tell you where. Dorf's money is on the Pittsburgh Steelers today. They play the Cincinnati Bengals without A.J. Green, okay? And we know how important he is to Andy Dalton and that offense. So ultimately, to me, that's the difference maker. And I would say that the Steelers win by 7 to 10 points, not the 3 that they're laying.
You don't think Cincinnati, you know, get it being at home is a factor?
I think that Cincinnati is really not playing for much. And for the most part, I think they need to change things up. Let's be honest.
Like Marvin Lewis
needs
like Andy
to go.
Dalton?
I don't know. Andy Dalton isn't bad.
Can you go forward with Vontaze Burfict?
Man, you got a lot of tough questions. Look, the bottom line is this. The Pittsburgh Steelers need to go in and take care of business. Otherwise, all this that we're talking about is moot.
What month is it?
It's December.
And when do the Pittsburgh Steelers play their best football?
Hey, man, I told you this is my playoff. This is my team that I have going to the Super Bowl. I'm sticking with them, man. I really am sticking with them because I think they're that powerful. I think they're that potent. That offense is ridiculous. And you know what you talked about a couple weeks ago, that defense not having much of an identity because of no Troy Polamalu? Well, they've kind of figured it out the last few weeks, and they're playing a little bit more aggressive, attacking more, blitzing more, and making a few more big plays than they have all season long. I like what they're doing on defense now.
Yeah, they're not laying eggs. They don't lay eggs late in the season when they need them. You know, I mean, there's been some 8-8 seasons there where they've had to scratch and claw to win the AFC North or get a wild card berth. But it's not happening this year. They're going to run away with that division. They are a better team than the Baltimore Ravens.
I don't know if they're running away with that division. The Baltimore Ravens are right there with them, neck and neck. And speaking of the Baltimore Ravens, they play the Philadelphia Eagles, who are reeling. No, they're reeling a little bit, man.
Well, they're going to finish 5-11. I looked at their schedule. Ravens, Cowboys, Giants down the stretch. They're not winning any of those games. Not the way that they've been playing. I mean, you know, we got caught speeding on Carson Wentz. I think that generally the public.
Everybody did. And you know what? But here's the deal.
They blew out Pittsburgh. That's a real football game.
But here's the deal. Listen, that was early in the season, first and foremost, okay? And second of all, Carson Wentz, the book really wasn't out on this guy. So he was still kind of surprising people. And Doug Peterson did a great job early in the season, man. We have to give credit where credit's due. But again, this is a league where people figure you out, right? So you have to be ahead of the curve like a Bill Belichick, who's always ahead of the curve. Andy Reid, speaking of ahead of the curve, Andy Reid has shown me that he is a much better coach than he's been in recent years. All of a sudden, he's thrown out weird formations, productive formations, quick routes for Alex Smith to get his passes off in like 2 or 3 step drops. They're making that offense pop, man. And you know what? They've got playmakers. So I'll tell you what, I told you last week, and I still feel this way. Kansas City Chiefs, most dangerous team in the AFC.
Has Alex Smith gotten better with age? I mean, or is he just being guided better?
Kind of like a fine wine, to be honest with you. That makes a lot of sense. No, Alex.
Engineering comebacks.
It's a combination, though. He's gotten better, and you're right. They've kind of matured together both ways. The play calling's better, which ultimately makes Alex Smith better. They have more playmakers, which they haven't had in recent years.
On both
years.
Sides of the football.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric Berry stepped up and won a game single-handedly. Tyreek Hill has just been, you know, I happen to have him on my fantasy football team because nobody had ever heard of the guy.
Right, right.
And this guy is just a freak.
Good pickup.
Definitely.
Great pickup.
Well, that's why I'm in the Super Bowl.
Very nice. You're in the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Who's your team, by the way?
I am the 7-year itch.
The 7-year itch.
I'm the 7-year Jeff Rich.
And, I hear you.
You know, nobody wants to hear about fantasy football, but I will say that I started 1-3, and I finished 10-3.
Wow.
So effectively, the rest of my league blew a 3-1 lead.
That's pretty impressive, though, to come on that strong and just not lose a game after week 4. I mean, that's impressive.
It's a lot of luck. I'll tell you, my wife is in the same league, and she was actually the top scorer, but because of the head-to-head, she missed the playoffs.
Well, fantasy football is alive and well and definitely kicking in these last few weeks. And I'll be honest with you, if you are a fantasy football player or a guy that does play fantasy football, it's really important to have players on teams that are going to the playoffs. And if you don't realize that, and you're a rookie playing fantasy football, you better learn that real quick, because those are the guys that make plays week in and week out, and especially when it's playoff time and they're trying to fight for playoff positioning.
Yeah, playing meaningful games is a big deal when you're looking at stats.
All right, man. I hear that music means we got to take another pause for the cause. So, Jeff Richdorf, man, we're breaking down this NFL thing. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Keep it close, though. We will be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me in studio. Something we do not usually do, but we are bringing it for you today. And Maybe we'll continue with this as we have now figured things out on the right and we know what we're doing. But I don't mind having him in his own place and me in my own place and me just thinking about you imaginary, like what you might be doing. Probably the same way that you think about me, like what is Dorf doing right now? How is this guy looking? What's on his mind? I just sit here. I got this little thing like in the sky, and that's kind of like what I look at when I'm thinking about you and when I'm talking to you, man.
Well, you know, I try to hide the eye rolls. I can't do that when I'm sitting right next to you. You know, he gets into it with the Green Bay Packers. I get into it with the Browns. You gotta just sigh when I'm talking about it. A 0-13 football team, all kinds of dysfunction, and that should come with a team that can't manage to win a game in this league.
No, absolutely. Look, the Cleveland Browns are pathetic, and you are a diehard Cleveland guy. You love the Cavaliers. They're easy to love. I understand that. But they had their years where they weren't so easy to love, and they lost a lot of games. I go back to those years. Mark Price, Craig Elo, Brad Doherty, Hot Rod. They had so many great players, but they also had to go up against Michael Jordan. And when you're going up against Michael Jordan, you lose. That's just the way it is.
I think karma's rewarded us for that dagger that Jordan stuck into our hearts all those times. You know, there was a shot that he hit in Game 5 when Doug Collins was still the coach of the Bulls. So, you know, they didn't win the title that year.
And you know what? Here, let me just say this really quick. Doug Collins would have won titles if they did not fire him. He would have maybe been Phil Jackson. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, he might have been that guy if there wasn't a problem in the ownership and maybe relations that were going on with Doug Collins and some of the family members of other people.
But he never really won anywhere. He had other opportunities.
But he had the best. And when you think about Phil Jackson, he's always had the best.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you see what those Lakers teams are. The Cavaliers hosted the Lakers on Saturday night, and Timo Mozgov gets his ring. He gets mobbed by his old teammates. It was a pretty cool scene. And then you get the soundbite from Larry Nance Jr. saying that it was really cool to play under the banner for which his father's jersey was retired in Cleveland.
Look, that is pretty cool when you think about that. That's a heck of an honor. That's pretty awesome. But I do wonder what would have been for Doug Collins if he would not have gotten fired by the Chicago Bulls. Like, how many titles would that guy have racked up? Seriously.
Would the chemistry have been there with Michael? I mean, Michael, you know, on that very play, that game 5 and 89 that I'm talking about, he said, "Give me the bleeping ball." And Brad Sellers passed it to him, and he made things happen. And that's an iconic shot that you see in commercials and every highlight film you ever see about Michael Jordan.
I think it's inevitable. That's what I think. I really do. I think it's inevitable how Michael Jordan was going to win no matter who was his coach. That's what I'm really trying to say. I think Kobe Bryant was going to win whoever was his coach. I think Shaquille O'Neal was going to win whoever his coach
was. But he didn't win in Orlando.
They got really close, you know, and they did win, actually.
And the window was closed by the time he got to Phoenix. He did not fit in that 7 seconds or less scheme that was the backbone of those Phoenix Suns.
No, not at all. And truth be told, look, we're getting off the subject a little of football, but
well, we talk about greatness on this show. That's our focus, man.
That's true. It is, and it is about greatness. And I just think that things would have been different had Doug Collins not been fired. Phil Jackson, don't get me wrong, great coach. Obviously, the 11 speak for themselves. It's unprecedented. It's great. It's awesome. Him and Russell are like the only two guys that you can say like that. So, it's awesome. But I think with the talent that he had, it was inevitable. Those guys were going to win at some points in their career. Maybe not 6 titles.
I don't know. Is that just basketball? Is that just finally getting the right guy to lead superstars? I mean, you know, you got guys like Charles Barkley and Dan Marino crossing over the sports, maybe getting back into football here in a second, who never won a ring. But does that diminish who they were as great players? I mean, does that take away from the greatness because they couldn't win on the biggest stage?
No, because I think Charles Barkley is like one of the best power forwards I ever saw, and he never won.
Came close. He had a lot of opportunities.
I think he was one of the best, man. He never won. Speaking of that, I mean, I think Stockton, one of the best. Karl Malone, one of the best. They never won. I mean, those guys are great. Right. You cannot take away their greatness that they had on the floor and the records that they have. So it speaks for itself.
Let me ask you, who's the best quarterback in the National Football League without a Super Bowl title?
Ooh, great question. I mean, can we go like all time, just forever?
No, I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about 2016 week 15 here.
best quarterback playing right now that doesn't have a ring?
Is it Kirk Cousins?
No.
Is it Phillip Rivers?
No. It might have been him a couple of years ago. Look, let me look at this. Let me say, like,
because Flacco has one.
Well, right, they're right. So I'm thinking maybe like Matty Ice, who's pretty good, been consistent, or maybe even, I hate to say this, but Matty Stafford's been pretty good.
I thought you were going to say Carson Palmer there, and I was
going to have
to shut that one down.
No, Carson Palmer, I said after they lost in Carolina, they need to go another direction.
They need to develop a quarterback. I think that they end up trading for Garoppolo.
They didn't listen to me, let's just be honest. And B.A. has been bad. You can throw the letter D on the end. He's been bad. He's just been bad. B.A. has been bad, and that's Bruce Arians, for those of you that don't know who I'm talking about, coach of the Arizona Cardinals. But truth be told, you're right. We do talk about greatness, and greatness has to happen on the field when you think about it for certain teams.
Okay, you talk about bad football coaches.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan's going to get fired. Fat Mike in Green Bay, as you like to call him.
He's on the hot seat. Let's be honest.
So who's the next guy in Green Bay if this thing doesn't, if Mike doesn't turn this thing around in the last 3 weeks?
I'll tell you who I'd like to see. And it's one of those things where I think the guy's itching to get back into the coaching field.
You're not buying Gruden to the Rams?
No, I'm buying Gruden to the Green Bay Packers. That's what I'm buying. And I maybe you were kind of feeling where I was going, but there's a lot of reason for Gruden to want to go to the Green Bay Packers. There really is, man.
It ain't the weather in December.
No. But he's familiar with the system. He's been there before. He was a coach in the Green Bay Packers system.
He's a rock star now, though. Do you think that he really wants to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin? You know, live in Green Bay, Wisconsin year-round.
I'll tell you what, man.
He's a Florida guy.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who changed that. Reggie White. Reggie White changed that philosophy with people real quickly. You know why? Because God told him to go to Green Bay. And God told him that that was where he was supposed to finish his career. And if you think about that, at the time it was like, this is kind of whacked out. But think about what's happened since then, dude. They've actually gotten some players to go there. They've gotten like Julius Peppers. They do have Aaron Rodgers. They've had Brett Favre. They've got so many just like iconic figures that go to Green Bay.
Well, and when they get there, they stay there.
That's true.
The big thing.
That's true. And Reggie White was big on that, if you ask me. I think
he was the exception. You know, NFL free agents are generally the exception and not the rule, and Reggie White is the number one exception.
Yeah, no, and look, he set a precedence in that and saying, look, Green Bay is a destination for people, you know, and I think that was kind of big, man, because you're right. It's cold. It's Green Bay. There's a bunch of, like, it's not very diverse. Let's be honest, man. You know, it's middle of America, working class, you know. But if you are a guy like Reggie White, you go there, you're a standout, man. Everybody knows who Reggie White is in Green Bay.
Everybody knows who John Kuhn is, too. I mean, you're an icon in Green Bay if you put on that green and gold. And James Jones, who left, decided that he wanted to come back and give it one more go. So, I mean, there's something about that staying power, especially where in a non-desirable destination like Green Bay.
Yeah, no, and it has to do with the product and the love that is shared by everybody for that team and what's going on with that organization. I think that it speaks volumes by itself. There's nothing like it out there in the world other than itself, and that's what it is. So I do hear the music. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Take another quick pause for the cause, if you will. But we'll be back. We're going to get into some of these games. We'll kind of break them down a little bit because we've kind of just been yapping it up a lot about this and that and the other and greatness. But on the other side, we're going to get into who's going to win, who's maybe going to be in, who's going to be out. But for Jeff Rich, I'm the Dorf Man. You're listening to Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Everyone is concerned about air pollution, but sometimes we overlook a source we can easily control. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about reducing the impact of your wood-burning fireplace on the environment right after this.
The kitchen is often the center of entertainment in the home, but it's also one of the main sources of pollutants. That's why it's important to ventilate your kitchen properly. Make sure to use your kitchen range hood every time you cook and to keep the hood on for at least 10 minutes after you've finished cooking. Many Barone range hoods feature an automatic delay timer, which can help you accomplish your ventilation hands-free. You can learn even more at Barone.com. Barone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
A wood-burning fireplace is a great addition to a home and can be a good source of supplemental heat, but it will emit more pollutants into the air if the fire isn't built properly. To minimize wood smoke pollution from a fireplace or wood stove, here's a few tricks you can try. Try manufactured logs. They burn cleaner than wood logs and tend to last longer, even if they don't have quite as much charm. If you do use wood, burn only dry, seasoned wood. Start a small fire using softwoods and add larger hardwood logs after the fire gets going. Don't burn garbage, glossy paper, or wood that's been painted or chemically treated. Remember, excessive smoke is a sign that your fire wasn't lit properly or is not burning correctly. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Daniel back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone.
Got it.
He make the catch. Parker.
The Dolphins
touchdown, Miami.
To take the lead.
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
I can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side to play fake. Here's the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it. Touchdown. Seahawks. Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on second and five. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks a tackle at the 20. And he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone. And the answer from Cousins to Garcon, 70 yards for the touchdown.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And you just got a plethora of highlights for your listening pleasure about a ton of different plays in the NFL and maybe some college plays in there as well. So we try to get you covered on all bases. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits if you want to get in on the conversation. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But I see you got something going on. So what's on your mind right now, Jeff? What are you looking at there?
I'm just trying to figure out. You know, I think that this season has proven, as well as any other in the past, that you don't make the playoffs in September. And I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm talking about the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm talking about the Denver Broncos. I mean, these guys are in must-win mode, and they're playing a team that's really tough when you got a must-win in front of you.
Yeah, when you got to beat the New England Patriots, that's a daunting task. We know what Tom Brady brings to the field every single time. He wants to win. And speaking of that, did you see him have a little outburst with his receiver the other day? And why is it okay for Tom Brady to do that kind of stuff? Why does he get a free pass from people? Like, I mean, when you're a baby, you're a baby. When Cam Newton did it, we were talking about how he's a baby. When Tom Brady does it, because he wins repeatedly over and over, we give the guy a free pass. What's up with that?
He's a hero. You know, heroes are bulletproof to some of that bad PR because he can go off on his receiver. And at the same time in Cleveland, Ohio, Robert Griffin and Terrell Pryor going in at it. And you know what the difference is? Tom Brady wins football games. Robert Griffin III does not.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. I get it. Look, we can't compare. We cannot even use those two teams in the same breath, in the same
sense.
But
I'm using both ends of the spectrum, man. Both ends of the spectrum. The very best and the absolute worst. And the same situation in a vacuum with those two teams, with those two teams, the team that's winning games is going to get away with it.
No, and I totally agree with you on that one. Look, a lot of very important football games, and we've kind of been touching on this a heck of a lot, okay? We have talked about the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, but let's get a prediction. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers, obviously. I'm definitely wearing my Green Bay Packer gear on what is going to hopefully be a winning day, but
that shirt is from the Lindy Infante era. Let's get Dorf some clothes. If you're out there on Facebook Live,
that's how you know I am legit, dude. This has been with me for like 12 years.
So do I have to wear my Craig Elo jersey to prove my lifelong Cavs fandom?
Kind of. At times.
I have the Kenny Lofton thing. I go back.
I've got my Sharp jersey still.
You know, I got a David Boston jersey hanging in my closet. That got me some respect from some Cardinals fans at a social event this weekend.
But truth be told, Matt Barkley gone for the Bears. Obviously, they've had things happen for them with their quarterback situation. They just have had things happen in general.
I mean, the weather's going to be prohibitive.
Weather's going to be very tough. And with that being said, Aaron Rodgers, a little banged up with that calf problem. He doesn't really have to get out of the pocket that much when you think about it, because he does get great protection from that offensive line. So that is huge. I think they're going to have to keep implementing these quick-hitting type offense like the New England Patriots do, and it's been very effective for the Green Bay Packers. And a lot of people like to call it the dink and dunk. Fine, it's dink and dunk, but truth be told, it's very effective. And when you're playing against a rival in the Chicago Bears who really have nothing to play for – other than ruining the Packers' potential at making the playoffs, this would do it, man. You win this football game, you send the Green Bay Packers packing. Literally, Green Bay Packers packing.
Not everybody makes the playoffs. Only 12 teams get to do that. And the Packers are not entitled to anything. As much as you want to pencil them in, and I'm not talking you, I'm just talking about
in general.
That's the best team on paper in the NFC North and one of the best teams in the National Football League. But you got to get it done. And that's what the Packers have failed to do almost more often than not.
And let me ask you this. The Giants play the Lions, okay, in what should be another very intriguing football game. Let's be honest. That should be a shootout. But I also know that both these teams, their defense has stepped up. And I think they're only giving up like 18 points over the last 3 or 4 weeks, both of these teams. So defense or special teams may actually make a huge play in this game and be the difference. I like the Giants to somehow pull it out. But I'll tell you what, when you're playing the Detroit Lions, expect a close football game. So 4 points, I would not bet on this game either way, but I would absolutely hope that the Giants don't lay an egg after a huge victory over the Cowboys. You know, you kind of got things rolling. So you don't want to let down. And if you ask me, you lose to the Detroit Lions at home, that's a letdown.
Well, you know, we talked about defense. And if you look back at New York Giants history, at least in the last 40 years or so, there's four Super Bowl wins. And that's not with great quarterback. I mean, Eli Manning, I don't know. The jury's still out. But the Giants win football games by winning in December and by playing stout defense. And, you know, we talked about the job that Doug Peterson did with the Eagles early. How about the job that Ben McAdoo's done throughout? I mean, Tom Coughlin's kind of a quiet legend.
No, I think he's done a great job. Look, the Giants were going in the wrong direction. Let's be honest, man. And it was under Coughlin's tutelage, his leadership, whatever, however you want to put it. And maybe it was just that guys were injured because they have had their fair share of injuries over the past few seasons with wide receivers and playmakers or the lack thereof for Eli on offense. And they're still having that problem as far as their running back goes. They're pretty much a pass-oriented offense for the most part. But you've got three or two very, very capable wide receivers to throw the ball to on a week in and week out basis if you're Eli Manning. So that is the strength of your team. And they've done a very good job of letting Eli manage this thing and play very well all season, to be honest with you.
You know, there's two words I want to throw at you. Uh-huh. Just enough. Eli and that offense has to do just enough to let the defense win the football game.
Another interesting one to talk about, and that's a good point. I agree with you, man. Just go out there and kind of hold the Lions to field goals when maybe they should be getting touchdowns here and there. And Scott likes the Lions today, but I don't know, man. I for some reason, I'm a believer, and I got to think that the Green Bay Packers have to have the Giants win today, and that's part of my philosophy behind what I'm thinking. But truth be told, the Giants are a pretty good football team, man. Like, they're good, and they're playing at home. They're 6-1. That's not going to be an easy game for the Lions. So I'll stick with my gut feeling, and I'm going to go with the Giants. Raiders and Chargers. On paper, it looks like the Raiders, you know, should be able to win this pretty easily. The Chargers have some playmakers. They've got good tight ends. The Oakland Raiders secondary is really banged up. How do you see this playing out?
I don't know if the luck's going to run out on the Raiders. I mean, we tend to not trust the Oakland Raiders.
But exactly.
Del Rio's just done a heck of a job there. He's gotten them to believe in what they're doing. Derek Carr and the injured hand, that's been a problem. And
definitely Oakland, changed the offense.
Well, they don't have a running game.
It's changed the offense.
They have good running backs, but they catch the ball out of the backfield. They don't run the ball between the tackles, and you need to do that to win in the winter.
Well, the reason is because when you're doing everything out of the shotgun, how the heck do you do handoffs? Because everything's going to be a delay. Think about it. It lets the defense have the opportunity to get in the backfield before you've even handed the ball off. So it's totally changed the dynamic of their offense. However, I don't trust the San Diego Chargers either, man. So at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, I got to go with the Oakland Raiders and the season that Derek Carr has had.
How do you sum up Rivers' career? I mean, is it a lot like Dan Fouts, where there's a lot of good, but maybe not great enough to get you to where you need to be?
I would sum his career up by calling him an underachiever. Not a failure, but an underachiever. Because truth be told, they've had some pretty good offensive teams there in San Diego. They really have. And if you want to blame everything on Norwood, go ahead. Blame it all on him. But otherwise, don't blame everything on offensive coordinators is my point. You can't do that.
Mike McCoy found ways to win with different quarterbacks. He found ways to win with, God, I shouldn't even bring up his name, but he found a way to win a playoff game with Tim Tebow. And then he catered the offense to Peyton Manning. And then he got a head coaching job, and he can't replicate it with what they've got to work with in San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, look, bottom line is I would call him an underachiever. That's what I would say. He's an underachiever, a guy that wins a lot of football games, never won the big football game, had some pretty good football teams, and led some teams that maybe he shouldn't have led. But ultimately,
you have a pretty high standard, though, for what is achieving at the right level, because I've heard you on multiple occasions, not just this season, but just over the last couple of decades, say that the Green Bay Packers
underachieved
two Super Bowls. That's underachieving.
Underachieved, man. I'm sorry, dude. When you have Brett Favre and you have Aaron Rodgers for 25 years and all you got is two titles, that's underachieving, man, because they're both Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So how the heck do you not have more titles? Look, I love the Green Bay Packers, but I'm objective, man.
Who do you put that on? Do you put that on Wolf? Do you put that on Holmgren?
That on everybody because everybody failed. Ultimately, everybody failed. The players on the field make plays, okay? And what happened in Seattle, that can't happen, man. You got to know your role. And that guy tried to make a play when it wasn't his ball to touch. So at the end of the day, man,
He got cut like the next day, didn't he?
Yeah, that was brutal. But look, at the end of the day, man, you have to go out and you got to make plays. And guys that make plays make names for themselves. And guys that make bonehead plays get cut. And they're not around anymore. And I don't even think that guy's in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, and you got all these bonehead kickers that can't make extra points anymore. I mean, you know, I know that's that true. They made it more challenging, but it wasn't supposed to be this challenging.
How much of a factor has that been when you really think about it, man? It's been huge. Thinking about how many extra points have been missed, how many blocks there's been, and the way that Kansas City won the other day because they were going for 2 points, they get it back, they run it back. I mean, there's just that has definitely made the NFL a lot more interesting as far as the extra point.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, definitely. It's not a guaranteed seven.
No, it's definitely not a guaranteed seven. Steelers play the Bengals today in what I think is a win for the Steelers. Bengals banged up, not really playing for much.
If they can get Jeremy Hill going, they can make it an interesting game. I know that it's going to be, you know, it's in Cincinnati. It's a little further south than we're seeing on the Great Lakes there with Chicago and Buffalo. But Cincinnati, man, that's just a lost season for them. And you think they're going to shake things up? You think Marvin Lewis might be out?
I think you got to shake it up. It's time. It's not working, man. It's one of those things where you've tried this for so long. And you got to a certain point, but you can no longer keep going. So, yeah, something's got to give, and it's a lot easier to get rid of one guy than it is to get rid of 52. So I think Marvin Lewis's days are absolutely numbered in Cincinnati for sure.
And maybe they should be. I hear he's going into the front office, so they're not going to fire him. They're just going to transition him.
All right, I hear that music. Means we got to take another pause for the cause. It's the final pause for the cause here, and we'll be back with one final segment to put a little wrap on this and do what we do, which is called our parting shots. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, that's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to guitarcenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfront Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich in studio DORF. It's been fun. It's been real. And we may continue to do this on a somewhat frequent basis now that we have everything figured out. But as always, it is parting shot time. And Jeff, you're up, brother. What's up?
Well, the cat's out of the bag because I'm sitting right next to you. But you know where I'm going with this. Milwaukee Bucks. Cleveland Cavaliers, they're going to go at it. We just saw Timothy Mozgov get his ring, and he's still celebrated. The honeymoon ends when Dele gets his.
That's true, man. And Dele is now a Milwaukee Buck. So we'll see how that all plays out. I know he and LeBron and the guys will be enjoying themselves. But back-to-back nights they play. I don't even want to get into this, but the Cavaliers didn't play their stars the other night. We'll talk about that off the air. My parting shot is to the Green Bay Packers. Go out and win. Get a victory. Do what you know how to do, man. It's that time to close and win and keep the dream alive for so many Green Bay Packer fans. For Jeff, for Scott, for Mike Wilson, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we are out of here until next time on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Sometime. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.